10 learning hacks that can help you learn something new. These are things that I've used in the past that have worked for me, and hey, just maybe they're going to work for you too. My name is Pete. This is the Studio Live Today podcast, where every week we get together and I share my tips for helping you create, record, and release your best music. Just pretend the plane's not in the sky. If you would like to join the fun, you can do so at the video versions at studiolivetoday.com, or just head to YouTube and search Studio Live Today. If you want to listen to the audio, studiolivetoday.com/podcast is where you want to go. Now, learning a new skill, learning something new, can be challenging. And there's different methods, and not every method is going to work for you, but if you stay with me through these 10, there's probably going to be one that either you haven't thought of, or gives you an aha moment, or something different, something that you might want to do. We are out here in the beautiful natural world, sort of, the suburbs, the eastern suburbs of Adelaide. I'm walking down a path here that I call the secret path. And if you're on a path to learning something, you might be thinking, where do I start? Let's start with tip number one. That's a good place to start. So, take notes. Oh man, this is going to be unpopular, isn't it? We're going to start with something that no one likes doing. It's like John's, I'm not at school anymore. I don't have to take notes, and I don't want to take notes. But trust me, when you're learning something new, the act of writing it down, whether it's, you know, longhand, or whether you're using a device, like you can use your phone, you can use the Notes app on your phone, however you do it, record it. It does a couple of things. It keeps a record of what you're learning, so you can go back and look through your notes in the future. But more importantly, it's been proven that the act of actually writing something down commits it to your memory. So if you're learning how to EQ, or how to use compressors, or whatever it is, maybe make some notes. You will thank me, especially with things like your compression settings. Maybe you find the perfect settings for your particular vocals, but then the next time you're going to do it, you've got to start from scratch. Nah, write that stuff down, and you'll not only have a reference point, but it will help you commit things to memory. See, I write things down. I've got my list of things that we're going to talk about here today. Number two, apply learning. So a lot of folks will start learning and say you're watching a masterclass, or you're doing a course, or you're listening to some rando on YouTube talk about a subject, and they're like, well, okay, I'm doing all these learning, but I'm not applying that learning. And I've been there, I've done that. Like you do a course and you get right into it, and then you're like, oh, I'm not actually doing the doing. I'm doing the theoretical learning, but I'm not actually applying that learning. So it is as important, if not more important, to apply your learning. It's why I've got a big problem with a lot of organized, formalized education. A lot of that is learning facts and regurgitating them. And I don't care if you know every single EQ band for every instrument. If you've never mixed a song and you've never used those EQ bands to actually mix your guitars and your bass and your drums, you're not going to be able to do it when it comes to the crunch. So do apply your learning. Don't just spend all of your time learning from books or from videos or from courses. Do a little of that and then go, right, how do I actually apply this in the real world? Number three, this is an interesting one. I learned very early on that teaching someone else is a great way to learn. If you can find someone else that you can teach, and I am testament to this, because when I started this channel, I did it because I wanted to learn, and I learned so much, especially about GarageBand on my iPhone and iPad, by doing tutorials. Now, I'm not saying you have to start your own tutorial channel, but you can actually find someone else that maybe you can help, whether it's, you know, helping in forums or through Q&As, whether you can find someone that you can mentor that's just starting out. And here's the thing, it's like they say in The Simpsons, you just need to be one lesson ahead of the kid, right? When you're teaching piano, it's kind of the same with this. You don't need to be an expert. In fact, it's better sometimes, I find, it's better to learn from someone that is at a similar stage in their learning process as you. Because someone that's a real professional, I've said this before and I'll keep saying it because I love hockey, as you can tell, let's go Rangers. Wayne Gretzky was one of the greatest hockey players of all time. When he went to coach, he wasn't a great coach. Why was Wayne Gretzky not a great coach? It's because he was so gosh darn good. because he was so good that he didn't know how to teach folks that didn't have the same level of skill as him. And the same thing in music education and any other sort of learning. Sometimes you need to learn from someone who understands what it's like to be an absolute newbie and beginner. And that's why I think I was able to successfully help folks learn GarageBand, because I was learning it at the same time. So yeah, do that. Teach someone else if you can. Let's check the notes here. What I've written down. I've got to log back into my phone. Hold the line. This is the fun of doing these things live. Number four, explore other interests. Right. What do I mean? And how does this help you learn something to explore other interests? Well, I'll give you an example. I've suddenly, and it's you know, it's quite fitting that a plane flew over at the very start of this show, because I've been getting into aviation. Never been a big airplane guy, never really liked flying, never really liked airports or planes or any of that stuff. But I've been getting into it lately, and I've found this community of folks that are doing like videos and live streams, dog poo, videos and live streams about aviation and plane spotting. I didn't even know that was a real thing. And I'm loving it. And here's the thing, I'm actually learning a lot from it. Because I do live streams, and a lot of these aviation live streamers are pretty next level, I gotta tell you, they do a really good job. I've got some ideas and some suggestions from watching those about, hey, here's some things I could apply to my future live streams. So I think underestimating the value, and this is why I think I look at some folks that have like just one specific hobby and they're like, they're all in. You know the people. There's all in music people. There's all in cycling people. There's all in hockey people. And I like to think that it's important to maintain a bit of variety in the different things you're into. Because if you go all in on just one thing, yeah, it's going to be hard for you, because you're not going to get that breadth of knowledge. You're going to be so focused on just that one thing, you're not learning from other things. And there's so many other things out there and so many things you can learn from having other interests, other hobbies. Plus, it's fun and it gives you a break from those other things, right? We're into the bird zone, so you're going to hear lots of bird noises. So if you're into your, if one of your interests is Australian wildlife, you'll get a little bit of that here. And yes, the sun has decided. I started this and it was beautiful conditions for filming, and then the sun's come up and it's peaking out there, so you'll have to bear with me. But it's part of the fun of doing these live walking editions of the podcast, isn't it? By the way, if you're getting some value, if you're having fun, thumbs up, always appreciated. Thumbs up because the sun's up, right? Join some communities, get involved. So what sort of communities? Really doesn't matter. If we're talking music education, obviously music communities, but not only music production communities, music listening community. What music are you into? Because you can learn a lot from that. If you're a big punk head and you're really into punk music, join a punk rock band community. Or if you like a particular band, join a community around that band. You'll be absolutely shocked, well, probably not shocked, that you're going to meet other people that are also into music creation. Because guess what? A lot of people who listen to music also play music. So, and local scenes as well. Join groups and communities around your local scene. I'm here in Adelaide, and the weirdest thing, I haven't taken my own advice because I know nothing of the Adelaide scene, which is weird. I've got more connections and contacts and groups and forums and communities in the US and Canada and Europe and the UK than I do in my own home country here in Australia, and especially my own city. So do as I say, not as I do, and join some local groups and communities, and you'll be good to go. Oh, that sun is beautiful and warm, but yeah, it's gonna be a challenge. We'll get back here into the shade while we check our next item. All right, this one, read Q&A. So when you've joined those communities, or go to Reddit, or go to Q&A sessions on YouTube, or find places where people are asking and answering questions for a few reasons. Number one, you'll hear people asking things that maybe you haven't even thought of, which can often be interesting. You're like, oh, I'd never even thought to approach insert thing here that way, and someone else has done it. I'm gonna walk this way because we can stay in the shade if we go this side, to the most part. So yeah, you can actually find things that are being asked that maybe you'd never thought about. Number two, you can answer some of those questions. Remember how we talked about teaching others? You can help other people learn by actually answering their questions there. And just the act of reading what other people are answering questions with for those Q&As can really help you out too. Because, yeah, you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes you don't even know what questions to ask to get good results. So other people asking questions. That's why group learning sessions are so good as opposed to one-on-one learning, because you do get a lot more out of what other people are. Remember, there's no such thing as stupid questions. Yeah, sometimes people are just too hesitant or too nervous to actually ask the questions they should be asking. It's autumn here. Look at those leaves. Yes, it's autumn. It's fall. The leaves are falling. All right, so read Q&A. Get involved in the Q&A. Answer questions where you can. But more importantly, see what other folks are asking. Related to that, hand swap is talk to other people. Yeah, communicate with other people in communities. Not only virtually, but hey, you know what's great? A phone call. So I'm really enjoying this beautiful foliage on the ground here. But yeah, see if you can actually find some folks. Like, one of the best things that happened to me when I first started learning music creation and doing music creation tutorials was I made friends with amazing folks like Mike Enjo over at Creative Source, like Jade Starr, like Thomas Christ, like a bunch of people I'm forgetting about, like Ed, over at, I've forgotten the name of his show, like Patrick from the GarageBand Guide. I'm forgetting people now. I know it's terrible, because I probably don't spend enough time doing this these days anymore, because, I don't know, life gets in the way, doesn't it? It's a bit like music creation. I create less music now because I'm spending more time helping other people create, but I'm thinking the net positive is actually good. So when you start going to the forums, as we mentioned before, you start getting involved in the Q&A sessions and you start talking with other folks, find out you'll soon find who your kindred spirits are, your spirit animals, the people that you get along with and that are the same. Look, you don't want to just be the exact same sort. You need a little bit of conflict. For instance, like me and Mike. Mike loves his B-roll footage and loves his fancy gear, and I'm as basic B as they come. So we're different. Jade loves all the apps in iOS, and I love using stock plugins as much as humanly possible. So it's not that you have to be the exact same person or type of person, but just finding other people that you can communicate with and that you can learn from each other. You can help teach, again, that same thing again. You can help teach them some stuff. It doesn't matter. They may have 10 years more experience than you. They may still be able to learn some cool things from you that they hadn't thought of, which is a cool thing to do. Where are we up to? Let's get to number 8. And I'm going to take my own advice on this one and take breaks. So I'm going to stop walking for a minute here and find a nice shady spot over here to take a break and to stop for a moment, because one of the biggest challenges, one of the things I see people do is go all in and think that their job is to now do this all the time. And whatever you're learning and whatever you're doing, like we said about having hobbies and having other interests and learning from other things, if you go 100% on one thing, you're almost definitely going to burn yourself out. Unless you are so committed and dedicated, you're going to burn out. This ain't high school. If you get up one day and you don't feel like learning something, you don't feel like doing music, or you don't feel like pursuing whatever, take a break. Go do something different. Go for a walk. Go watch a YouTube video about restoring antique furniture, if that's your jam. Do anything that is going to motivate and encourage you to keep doing more stuff in the future. Because the last thing you want to do is treat it so much like a job that you're sick to death of it and you don't want to do it anymore. I've seen people do this. They've gone all in on music to the point where they're treating it like a job. And the problem with that is you then start looking at your success measures and your KPIs and you're like, oh no, my last song got 200 streams in the first week and this latest one only got 100. I must be a failure. I must be doing something horrifically wrong. Whereas really, no. Are you still having fun? Are you still enjoying it? We did a questions and a tips thing a few weeks ago, if you missed that one, where I talked about this, about the defining what success looks like for you. And I think that's really important, because if you just think the only way to be successful is to get make line go up, make numbers go up, you're going to be in for a rude awakening, or you're going to be constantly disappointed in yourself, which nobody wants, nobody needs. Ain't nobody need that. All right, let's stick to the shade for this next one. Number 9, and maybe this is a personal one of mine, because I like to play games. Not those sort of games, not mind games, not games of emotional manipulation. Those games suck. But play games. Gamifying things is cool. Whether you're actually gamifying your actual learning, or whether you're just playing a game to spark your brain, to get yourself. So there's a couple of ways you can go with this. So the game that I was thinking about when I was putting together these little learning hacks, it's Wordle. It's Wordle, because every morning when I get up, I play Wordle. Before I do anything else, before I check email, before I go and do anything. And it kickstarts my brain. It says to my brain, oh, you're not asleep anymore. You've actually got to start focusing and paying attention. And it actually works really well, because since I started doing this, once I've done my Wordle, then I can open up my email, and then I can start looking at messages, and then I can get into the social media grind of things. And I don't know, it just, I'm more switched on. And then later in the day, if I need a bit of a break again, I will go and play another game. I will play, and look, this isn't hashtag not sponsored by the New York Times, but they just happen to have some of the coolest games at the moment. So Wordle is great. They have Connections, which is another one that can really get the brains flying. There's a new one that's like a word find game. I forgot the name of it. Someone will be playing it and tell us here in the comments or the chat. But yeah, there is just so much value that you can get from kickstarting your brain with something that's going to help you. And playing games, I mean, we've been doing it for years. They've been playing Go and checkers and chess for literally centuries, and some of the smartest, most well-adjusted people actually play the most games. I know, it seems counterintuitive, doesn't it, that you were probably told as a kid, you need to work. Work is where it's at, and playing games is for losers. Yeah, guess what? Those people are having heart attacks and burning out at their work, because all they do is work, and all their value is that they have that's associated with themselves is the work that they do. So don't be them. Don't be like that. Have fun too. Just enjoy yourself. And if you are enjoying yourself, if you're watching this one, thank you for joining me. I'm here at 80 Reserve, if you're wondering where I am. If you want to Google map it, it's 80 Reserve, A-D-E-Y Reserve, here in the eastern suburbs I think it's in Thurl in South Australia, where my post office is just down the road here as well. If you want to send me, thank you to Deadwood Valley, very cool band, sent me a t-shirt. Anyone ever wants to send me band t-shirts, I'm all in. I will wear those things with pride. Walking under a lot of birds here, and again, the leaves and the bits of pollen all over the ground. So if I start sneezing here, you'll know why. Lastly, number 10. I think I know what this is, but I better double check. Watch YouTube. Specifically Studio Live Today. I say this both in jest and seriously, because some of the best connections I've made, some of the best learning I've done, some of the most fun I've had has been watching other creators and watching live shows, watching videos, watching tutorials, learning from other folks by watching videos on YouTube. And we actually live, here's the thing, I know, we live in the future. We are so blessed to live in a world where we get all this content for free. And I was watching someone talk about this the other day, and they were saying that knowledge is essentially free now. And if you think about how we had to learn in the past, you had to buy a book, or at very least go to the library and rent out a book. Do you rent books? Borrow, that's the word. You had to borrow books to learn about things. Whereas now, everything, everything from how do I tie a necktie to how do I learn about nuclear physics, it's all on YouTube, isn't it? There's someone out there that is talking about pretty much everything, and they're doing it for free on YouTube. Well, free. Yes, you have to pay with your eyeballs and sometimes your data and sometimes watching some adverts, like this one, wouldn't it be funny if I put an ad in there? However, you can learn all these things for free. And do you have to take it with a grain of salt? Yes. Yes, absolutely. Like the difference, I guess, now from in the past where, you know, you had this one source you trusted. So say you were doing a study on something, you go to the World Book Encyclopedia or Encyclopedia Britannica and you look up an article and it'll be written by a person, it'll be vetted, it'll be edited, and there'd be that one source of truth. Now that has its own inherent problems, don't get me wrong, but you at least could kind of vouch for the source. So you do have to consider the source when it comes to learning everything. But the beautiful part is, there's so many people doing it now that the peer reviewing is almost built in. So if someone comes out and says something about someone or something, there's got to be a very strong consensus before that just becomes what everyone thinks now, right? So yeah, I think it's actually in a better place as long as you utilize those critical thinking skills. Don't leave your critical thinking skills behind, because people will be, wherever there are people talking, there's people with egos, there's people that want to prove that they're right, prove that others are wrong, bring other people down instead of building other people up. So watch all the YouTube you possibly can, but consider the source of where that's coming from. And if someone gives you a definitive answer about something that is non-definitive, such as you must only record using Pro Tools, yeah, they're probably not right. What's a nice way to say that? They're probably lying. They're probably protecting their own ego and their own experience, because that's what they do. So do beware people that give you advice. And I understand the challenge of taking advice from someone who's then telling you to think about and consider who you should be taking advice from. It's like that Wear Sunscreen song, isn't it? It's like, wear sunscreen. It's been proven you should wear sunscreen. And then you get to the end and it's like, and be careful about taking advice from older people, because they just want to impart their wisdom and it's how they make themselves feel good and feel young. So maybe I'm doing that. The magpies are telling me it's time to wrap up here. So all I have left to say is thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. If you were listening to this one on your podcatcher of choice, I'd love it if you leave a review, a rating, a comment, say hello, do whatever you like. If you're watching the video version, please leave a thumbs up and leave your comments. What learning tips and hacks do you have? Are you going to take one of these that maybe you didn't think about? Maybe you need to go teach someone. Who'd love to teach me? Maybe someone could teach me Ableton Live. I don't understand a thing about Ableton. That's going to do it for this one, folks. Please, be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. Keep creating. I'll see you next time here on the Studio Live Today podcast.